On Monday morning, a rare sound rang out across the parking lot at Onalaska's community center. That's a snowplow scraping up the fluffy stuff that had accumulated overnight. Driver Steve Ingman says he can't remember the last time Onalaska's roads crew had to clean out that lot.
So far this year we've had ice to deal with, no snow, freezing rain and like that.
Despite the occasional ice, it's actually been warmer than usual in the Aleutians this year, according to Christian Cassell. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The one big driver of temperatures are the sea surface temperatures, and they have been near all-time record highs over much of the Bering and the North Pacific right now.
Almost 10 degrees above normal in some areas. That's more than enough to throw storms off their track. With no influx of cold Arctic air, Cassell says the Aleutians have stayed pretty balmy, and it isn't just limited to this winter. For the last year and a half, storms have been moving off kilter.
And that's resulting in snowfall deficits over your area and pretty much most of Alaska.
There's a normal cycle of warming and cooling that takes place in the Pacific Ocean, but Cassell says it looks like another pattern is at play, an El Niño. That's the official name for a warm weather anomaly that starts out in the Pacific Ocean. The signs are all there, but Cassell says the water needs to stay warm just a little longer. Until then, all forecasters are willing to say is this.
We're kind of going into an El Niño-ish type pattern.
So where does that leave the Aleutians? Is there any hope for a white Christmas, or will it just be white-ish?
There is a big low kind of moving well southeast of Onalaska up towards the Gulf of Alaska, and that'll bring some northerly flow that usually brings some Arctic air and some snowfall, but it seems like just so warm right now that I'm not too sure that it's going to be snow. It may just be cold rain.
But Steve Ingman isn't sweating it just yet. The snowplow driver says winter in the Aleutians can vary.
It's been a slow year, but last couple of years it hasn't started until after Christmas, around Christmas time. So January, we're hopeful for January and February to be some heavy snow days.
Not because of the plowing, though.
So we can get the snow machines out and play around, snowboard a little bit, yeah.
Now that's the spirit. In Onalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.